This is Weekly Outlook for February 21st, 2011. This week we take another look at 2011 acreage prospects. Most of the focus on 2011 U.S. planted acreage centers on corn acreage, and there are a number of reasons for that focus. First, under the current policy regime, there is a mandate of 13 billion gallons of renewable biofuels production during the 2011 corn marketing year, implying that a minimum of 4.65 billion bushels of corn will be used for ethanol. Consumption of corn for food and industrial purposes other than ethanol is currently running at about 1.4 billion bushels per year. Typically, U.S. corn exports are near 2 billion bushels per year, and feed use is currently near 5.2 billion bushels. With adequate supplies, use of corn during the 2011 marketing year might be near 13.25 billion bushels. All of that consumption must be met from 2011 production, since stocks at the end of the current marketing year are expected to be at a pipeline level. The supply and demand environment for the other two major crops, wheat and soybeans, is fundamentally different than for corn. For wheat, domestic stocks at the end of the current marketing year are expected to be relatively large. In addition, winter wheat seedings were reported to be 3.7 million larger than seedings in the fall of 2009. Furthermore, wheat is produced in large quantities in a number of countries, so there is opportunity for foreign production to rebound from the depressed level of the past year. For soybeans, stocks at the end of the current marketing year are expected to be very small, but prospects remain good for a large South American harvest that is currently underway. The Brazilian crop could exceed the record harvest of 2009. In addition, U.S. soybean acreage in 2011 will get a boost from the large increase in soft red winter wheat acreage and the opportunity for double cropping of soybeans. Finally, a shortfall in U.S. soybean production in 2011 could be offset by a large acreage response in South America for harvest a year from now. For corn acreage, two questions need to be answered. How many acres of corn are needed? And is there an opportunity to accommodate the needed increase? The amount of the acreage needed is influenced by a number of factors, including the likely strength of demand, the appropriate level of price, the desired level of marketing year ending stocks, and the expected U.S. average yield in 2011. To bring some price relief to end users of corn, but maintain prices at profitable levels for producers, some buildup in year-ending stock should be an objective for next year. An inventory near 1 billion bushels would likely meet that dual price objective. An increase in stocks of 325 million bushels would require a crop of 13.575 billion bushels. The safest assumption about the 2011 average corn yield is a trend value, but there isn't complete agreement on trend value. The USDA and others are using a trend yield of 162 bushels, but our analysis suggests that trend yield is close to 159 bushels. A yield of 162 bushels implies that harvested acreage would need to be near 83.8 million and planted acres near 90.9 to produce a crop of 13.575 billion bushels. A yield of 159 bushels implies harvested acres of 85.4 and planted acres of 92.5 million. To allow for yield risk, we still believe planted acres of corn needs to be near 93 million in 2011. It should be possible to plant an additional 4.8 million acres of corn in 2011, even with an increase in winter wheat and cotton acreage. However, corn prices will have to maintain at high enough levels to motivate such an increase. Corn prices continue to move higher through last week, but prices for the 2011 crop have not increased as much as for the old crop. More strength in new crop corn prices may be needed to get the required acreage response next year.